Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Hey, look, we're here. It's the Simon Says podcast with part of the Get Up Show. I'm Sean. Here's
Hello.
Charlie over here. I have to take full responsibility and apologize that we didn't do this earlier in the week like we usually do because, as you pointed out, I have not had any idea what day it was all week.
Yeah, it's been a little confusing with a Monday off.
Struggling. You know, we did a couple of hours in here. We came in here and slaved over a hot radio station for a couple of hours. And then I definitely, as the old lady said, I took to the bed.
Went back home, crawled back in.
Yeah, and slept most of the day. Got up, took a break, took a little nap before bed, and then was in bed by 8 o'clock. So that screwed up my whole week, by the way. I still haven't recovered from that.
Yeah, it really felt like a Sunday, and so everything's just behind.
It's going to be like this for the rest of the year. So it's Friday. We usually do these on Wednesday. The Mike Tyson fight is tonight, and I don't have Netflix, and I'm just sick about it. I really want to see it.
Can't you still have time. You can sign up for Netflix, like, now.
Yeah, but...
cancel it.
I'd have to do something. Nah, I don't think they let you out that easy. I had a Fire Stick. A friend of mine gave me a Fire Stick, had everything on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they did that crackdown, it might as well be, you know, a paperweight. It does nothing. It won't even recognize the remote anymore after that.
There's probably a way around that. You just, again, have to do something. Can't you
I don't want to do something. Why do you want me to do something all the time?
Don't you have any friends?
Why would you ask me that?
Because someone might have Netflix and you can go to their house and watch it.
But that's also doing something.
Well.
Nah, I might. Actually, yeah, a friend of mine.
Friday night, though.
A friend of mine up the street was talking about it.
Yeah.
He's 58. Mike Tyson is 58. What's his face is what, 27?
Yeah.
Is it
Jake Paul?
Jake Paul?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, today we saw the footage of Tyson slapping him in the face because he stepped on a few, but I think that was all scripted. I think that was all part of
I don't think so. I think he got up in his face and he stepped on his foot and Tyson had enough and gave him a good slap in his bikini underwears.
That was some wild bikini underwears, too. But you know what? He's Mike Tyson. He wear whatever he wants.
He can.
Who's going to tell him?
So here's the thing. I know Jake Paul is younger and faster, but Mike Tyson is still in incredible shape. And if he can get one good hit that guy's going down.
Well, you know, it's interesting what you said because you want to think that he's younger and faster, but actually he's kind of lumbering and slow with the punches compared to Tyson.
Really?
Tyson is like lightning fast compared to this guy.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Then he's definitely going down.
I think so, too. Remember, Tommy Davidson was in here visiting with us, and he said, Tyson gonna kill the man.
Yeah.
So it could be. You know, Mike Tyson's been retired since 2005. They're doing this fight in Texas because it's one of the only states that will allow somebody as old as him to fight.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Isn't that something?
I didn't know they had regulations on that.
It's going to be... Oh, they're also doing heavier gloves. Somehow that's better. There's going to be no more than 8 2-minute rounds. And just so you know, one ringside seat, $50,000 right now.
Wow.
I just... This is one of those legendary fights. You know, Tyson has been an icon in this world, this, the fighting mm-hmm. world, and then in the movies, and then his cartoon, Mike Tyson Mysteries.
The Hangover movies and all that. Yeah. You know, I'm not actually, I'm not really a fan of boxing. I don't watch it much unless I'm kind of forced to. But even I'm into this. I want to watch.
You'd have to be. The last one that we remember was obviously when he bit off part of Evander Holyfield's ear.
Yeah.
And only he.
Don't do that, Mike.
Only he would come back and then release marijuana gummies in the shape of an ear with a bite out of it.
Right. He's Mike Tyson. He can do anything he wants to.
My favorite story about this was that he was seeing a shaman and he decided that he would have some poisonous toad toxin. And he described how they do it. They like get the juice off of the toad and then they dry it out and then they smoke it. I had no idea. I thought you just licked a toad.
I did too.
But he's obviously
it's way more complicated than that.
He's a pro. And he said one time when he was, you know, getting stoned on toad juice that God came to him and said, "You need to beat Jake Paul." And that was how he decided he was going to do this fight.
You know, I've never directly spoken to God, so I can't 100% be sure of this, but I feel like God's got other things to worry about besides making a point to go to Mike Tyson and tell him he needs to do this.
But then again, you haven't smoked as much toad poison as Mike Tyson.
That is
so
also true.
Even, you know, that's
I have not smoked any toad poison, actually.
Well, maybe this is the weekend.
Maybe I should start. I can talk to God. I'm a little lost. I don't know what to do. God.
Just get your toad poison.
Got my toad poison. I'm ready.
It takes a while. It's a big process.
Tell me what's up.
You know, this reminds me of when George Foreman fought when he was old. You probably didn't care about that because he wasn't the same level of, you know, media star as what Tyson is. Was this during the Foreman grills? It might have been during the Foreman grills.
I mean, I sort of remember that, but it also wasn't during the social media hype.
True.
And all the things that we have now.
I wrote him a letter. I watched that fight and I was like, dude, you don't have to do this. You've put your time in. You need to go and be a grandpa. You need to go and live your life. Don't put yourself through this anymore.
You sold so many grills.
Exactly. Lean, mean, fat-reducing grilling machines, man. This is your world now. You know, whoever it was that got hooked up with him on that, they rang the bell, man. Whoever it was that invented that grill and put his name
got
on it.
Got him to be the guy?
Yeah, because, you know, Foreman wasn't in his garage inventing grills.
No.
Somebody came to him with that.
But you do not, whatever that little thing is, you call it a Foreman grill.
Yeah.
That's its name.
Exactly. I still have a couple of them. I don't use them really, but you can't throw them away. I'm not going to throw that away.
No. So actually, I mean, I used to use it all the time.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I used the heck out of mine.
I've never met too many boxers. The only one I ever met was Bone Crusher Smith, and I didn't even know it was him. He was at the office in Raleigh one time, and I was walking through the office with another guy, and he looks over at this big dude dressed all nice, and he says, "Oh, hey, Bone Crusher." And that's the only way I knew it was Bone Crusher Smith.
Okay.
Big, tough guy.
You're like, wow, that's just a very large man in a suit.
I did meet some wrestlers, though, back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
They used to do wrestling at Vance High, and they had the big names of the time. You remember Black Jack Mulligan? You used to follow him.
Oh, sure.
And Tony Atlas.
Uh-huh.
Remember Tony Atlas? And Ricky Steamboat.
Now that name I know.
He was my favorite.
Yeah.
Is it weird that I had a Ricky Steamboat poster?
No. I mean, no, it's not weird.
Okay.
Kids back then did that.
If I had a son and he put that up, I'd be like, can I get you a different poster? It was a lot of Ricky Steamboat skin on that thing. Lot of skin.
But it was so cool. Wrestlers were, I mean, they were the ultimate men.
No doubt.
Manly men.
And I was at the match. Went with my uncle to see the match, and Ricky Steamboat was about to get in the ring, and people were running up there getting his autograph and stuff.
Yeah.
I froze up. Couldn't even say hello.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I didn't, when I say I met them, I was in the same building as them. We're real good friends.
Well, you know, I used to work for Ric Flair.
Oh, my God. He's the best. He's still the best.
So when Gold's Gym was like really big, he owned a couple of them in Charlotte, and it was called Ric Flair's Gold's Gym.
Yeah.
And I worked at one of them. I was one of the little counter girls. And he would come in there every once in a while. His family would come in and work out and everything. And he would come in and he called all of us Tadpole. I'm not sure he knew any of our first names. He was just like, hello, tadpoles.
Good
to
for
all
him.
The girls at the front. And but he was always so very friendly and nice. And, you know, that was 25 years ago or something. But yeah, Ric Flair was my boss at one point in time.
There he is. Woo! Ric Flair, baby. A lot of people I know met him. I've told that story before where dude was asleep at his buddy's house and the phone rang. And the guy said, hey, is Mike there? He was like, no. Hung the phone up. Phone rings again. Hey, is Mike there? No, he's not. I told you he's not. Hung the phone up. Phone rings again. Hey, I need to see Mike. I'm going to come over there. Dude says, all right, come over here then. Hung the phone up. A little while later, knock at the door. Ric Flair.
Woo! Hello. I mean, why did he should have said that the first three times on the phone.
You know what? You're right. So are you getting ready for all the stuff? I'm going to tell you right now, I'm having trouble. I got so much going on that I don't know what to do. I'm in the goo. You know what it means when you're in the goo? Yeah, I'm deep in the goo.
You're in the waiting period?
No, I'm just stuck in the goo and I can't shake it. You know, I'm doing everything. Like, I'm doing that thing where I look crazy when I'm driving because I'm smiling. Because they say, if you smile, it will improve your mood and you'll get out of the goo. You just smile.
But why are you in the goo? What's the goo?
It's just that point where you can't move forward. You can't move back. It's just like a blah feeling, you know? And I don't know why it's going on. I'm trying everything.
Is it because of the holidays or?
I don't know, because you know what? I've tried everything. I've tried the smiling. I've tried wrapping hair around a chicken bone and burying it in the yard with a nail and then dig it up and scream into the jar.
Have you tried licking the toad venom?
Oh, my God. Hey, Mike. And it's weird because this is my favorite time of the year, man. Once the fall hits and we do that fall back, oh, it's so glorious.
Yes, this is your absolute favorite when it's dark at 4 o'clock.
Oh, God.
It's freezing cold.
Yeah. Anyway, where was I? So, yeah, I don't know what it is, but they say that this does, it may be, you know, subconscious that is affecting me, even though it's my favorite time of the year. That's why they sell so many of those light boxes,
mm-hmm.
because of the...
So you're going to finally admit that this sucks?
No way.
It's put you in the goo?
I don't think that's what put me in the... It might be what put me in the goo. Honestly.
Put you in the goo.
It might be. And it's all happening so fast, man. I'm going to try. Now that I've discovered Aldi and the wonderful world of Aldi, I'm going to try and do all my Thanksgiving shopping there because now I love it.
I don't know why I avoided Aldi for so long.
Me too.
I've been missing out for years. And now I'm just like, every time I go in there, I just was there earlier this week. I spent $190.
Good God. How much? You must have had a carload.
I had quite a bit.
Because I'll get out of there with two bags for like $40.
Oh, I had four bags easy.
Damn, what were you buying to get $200 at Aldi? I can't even imagine it.
I mean, I bought wine and beer
cheese
and desserts and... some pajamas.
Nuh-uh.
And yeah, I got the cutest little pajamas with wine bottles all over them. Oh, they're so cute.
Do they have like regular, I hadn't even looked at their beer and stuff in there. Is it like wild off-brand stuff like their fake products?
It's their own brand.
Huh.
But they have a ton to choose from. And right now they have a peanut butter porter that's actually delicious. Well, you don't like stuff like that.
I don't. That's too much flavor. I want plain.
Heaven forbid it have flavor.
I want plain. I want plain and I want it dark.
Oh, I had to buy. So my guys are addicted to the street corn dip and I had to buy 3 containers of it because Thad will sit down and eat a whole one in one sitting.
Huh.
Yeah, it's so good.
I've never even heard of that.
I need to just figure out how to make it because.
It can't be, but so hard.
No.
You get your dip.
Oh, it's delicious.
You take your corn.
You roll it around in the
roll
street.
It on the street. Put it in the dip.
Container, stir it up. There you go.
That's how they make the dirty rice over at Bojangles. Yep. They go out back and they throw the rice on the ground and they sweep it back up, put it in those little cups.
Exactly.
They dirty it fresh when you ask for it.
Fresh dirt this morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
So what about Church's is being sued by KFC because Church's has now got these commercials talking about Church's is going back to their original recipe, so you know it's going to be good. And then KFC says, we own the words original recipe in that order.
They actually do. They have them trademarked. But just come on, Church's. You know better.
Do they?
Because Kentucky Fried Chicken and original recipe are synonymous. They go together. But no chicken company should ever say original recipe.
But it's their original recipe. You can have you can have your own original recipe that ain't got nothing to do with KFC.
Yeah, that'd be fine if KFC hadn't trademarked the words as a chicken place.
I still have a question about it. Is it 11 herbs and spices or is it 11 herbs and spices? So it's 11 of each?
For example, if the street corn dip people wanted to say we're going back to our original recipe, that would be fine because street corn dip and chicken have nothing to do with each other.
Nah.
But another fried chicken company cannot say that.
I think that's still loose. I don't think they're going to win that.
I think they will.
You know,
KFC. KFC.
I used to love Church's. There was a Church's near my apartment in Raleigh, mm-hmm. and I would hit it regularly. And I never noticed anything weird about it. And then a friend of mine was like, what are you eating? It's Church's. It's awesome. It's over on Western Boulevard. You know they got a grade C.
Well, that extra dirt makes it tasty.
I mean, it's fine, man. The Church's near me now went out of business. And I think they even tore the building down. But we just got a new chicken place called Comparo on Market Street, which is directly next door to the KFC.
Mm-hmm.
Directly across the street from Zaxby's.
Oh, wow.
A block away from Popeye's.
Oh, my God.
And between them is where the Church's used to be. That's we got enough?
That's way too much chicken in one place. Is Comparo like ethnic type chicken?
It's Spanish sides. It's like, it's not pieces. It's like strips and sandwiches and stuff.
Yeah.
And then you can get plantains.
Uh-huh.
It's that kind of thing.
Okay.
But yeah.
But yeah, that's a whole awful lot of chicken in one. Arby's needs to move in the middle of there and just clean up because they got the meats.
Do they? Do they really?
the meats.
Do they?
I don't know. I need some burgers in the mix of all that chicken.
Have you heard what snoob is?
Snoob.
Snoob is a new word in social settings. You've not heard?
Is it S-N-O-O-B?
Yeah. S-N-O-O-B.
Snoob. No, I have not.
When you snoob, it's like in a conversation. When you
start doodling and not paying attention, and just get real quiet and weird.
You leave a silence in the conversation, and some people cannot handle it.
I can't.
Really?
No. I had a meeting with someone, a business type meeting, and they're very direct and very, they say something and then they just stop. And you're like, are they going to say something else? Is there more to this? Are they waiting for my response? I don't know what my response is. Yeah, I don't do well with that.
Dangling a silence in an...
when you're supposed to be talking in the middle of a conversation. Oh my God, stop. Don't do this. This is awful. This is painful for me. No.
In an interaction... they also call it an awkward pause, yes. So uncomfortable, it feels like you've been caught naked, dashing across the room. Some people love it and lean into it and use it. I don't have a problem with it, you know?
So the reason it makes me uncomfortable is I'm not a very good small talker anyway. And so that's where I'm like, am I supposed to say something?
But you're not. You don't have to.
Well, what do we do? Just sit there and look at each other?
Whatever. Breathe. Have your life. Who cares?
No, I'm not. You're not done. I want more from this conversation. Am I supposed to get up and walk away?
I just don't mind it.
What do I do?
I don't mind it. And it's one or the other. It's hot or cold. Either I won't shut up and I'll drive you crazy because it's just running commentary.
Yeah.
I'm saying what I'm thinking and this is what I'm thinking now and I'm saying it. Or... I'll snoob you. I ain't scared of snooping.
But we're in the middle of talking about something, and then you'd say something, and you just...
Doesn't bother me.
I can't do it.
You can snoob all you want around here. I was on a date with a girl, and we were, you know, just regular conversation. This might have been third date, whatever, fourth date. And I just, you know, took a break from the nonstop jibba-jab about whatever, you know? And she, after about a second, just a 1 second snoob, she goes, so I guess we've run out of things to talk about.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. Except it's worse when you're in the middle of, like, you're not done, but it just stops. And it's like, do we need a reset? Where's your on button? Stop. Did you break? Keep talking.
I like to do that in meetings. Like, It's fairly rare, but if it's like a negotiation type of meeting,
mm-hmm.
and you know, they ask a question, like leading you to the answer that they want, and then you give your answer, and it might just be this, no, and then just sit there and look at them, drives them crazy.
Yeah,
it really and That's it works.
Good. That'd be good.
It puts them off. You know, I don't know if it ever did any good for me. I'm not rich, so. It might not have
but
done anything.
But you feel satisfied.
You know, yeah. Because it takes, in our business especially, we never stop talking.
Yeah.
And so.
And we're not supposed to have space like that. We're not supposed to have dead air, as we call it in the business.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, coming up in Top 40 radio, talking over 7 second intros and fast talking, that's how I grew up. And so there's not a break in it. When we mm-hmm. do our stuff on the radio, there's not a break. You know, it's wall-to-wall talk, and then bang. If we were to start pausing like that, it would really stand out.
Yeah, it would. And I mean, you know, like, for example, when we first started doing this show together, one of your things was make a noise, at least make a laugh, make an expression, make mm-hmm. a something, because mm-hmm. people can't hear you nodding. People can't hear you opening your eyes wide or whatever. And so that has actually translated, though, into... real life conversations because I'm so used to having
oh, really?
A reaction.
Interesting. Yeah. That's kind of cool. Damn, it almost sounds like I helped.
I don't know. Sometimes I've been told I talk too much or that I always have something to say.
Yeah, I have that too. I have that running commentary thing that I do, and I've been in a car with multiple people just jibba jab, just running. And then somebody says, hey, can we turn the radio up loud?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if this is an age thing or a combination of the two, but I talk out loud to myself.
Oh, me too.
A lot.
Like, always have.
I'm in the store and I'll be like, okay, no, wait, I'm going to put that back and I think I'll get this one.
Do you say it right that loud? Because sometimes I think I'm like.
Not as loud as I am right now, but it is hearable.
You think?
Yeah, it's audible.
Yeah, I've definitely had people say, "What? Huh? Yeah. I wasn't talking. I wasn't talking to you. That was for me." You've said that before, that was for you. I caught Mo, our friend Big Mo, who, by the way, is going to win the dang World Series of Poker, by the way.
Really?
He keeps getting better and better. He's been out to Vegas for the tournaments. He goes to Cherokee for the tournaments.
Yeah, now we've got all these casinos opening up nearby.
Every time he leaves the house, he makes $1,000. He can't even go down the street without winning $1,000 at a poker game.
Dang.
Yeah, but he was outside one day, and I walked up on him. He didn't see me, and he was out there just straight talking.
Yeah.
I thought he was on the phone. Nope, he was just talking.
Yeah.
So I think most people probably do some of that. And what about this? Is it okay when you're talking to yourself to
No, because yourself wants to know what you're going to say next.
Snoob yourself.
No.
Go snoob yourself.
No. You go snoob yourself.
There's some movies coming out. A couple of them look really awful. Red One. You know, I don't know how this keeps happening. Like, The Rock gets attached to these huge movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what'd they say, $250 million to make that thing?
And it's not just The Rock. Chris Evans is in it.
Lucy Liu is in it.
And what's his name? J.K. Simmons, who is in everything.
He's the farmer's guy.
Farmer's insurance guy. That's the one. I was trying to think of what it was.
Yeah, he's done everything. He always works, man. That dude never stops working.
Not only did the movie cost a lot because they have lots of neat locations and stuff, but they also have a lot of big actors in it.
And it just looks like a steaming pile. I mean, good God.
The review I read said they killed Christmas.
It looks like it. I mean, we don't need futuristic robot Santa on a robot sleigh with no reindeers,
but
man.
But Krampus is in it, too.
Yeah, Krampus looks pretty cool. I did see that. But the thing is, they announced this when they were getting ready to release this movie, that it was the beginning of a franchise.
Oh, no, it better not be.
And it probably won't be, because it's the same thing.
It's that bad.
I love the movie Black Adam with him, and that was supposed to be a franchise, but they killed that off, too.
Well, also, this is a Christmas movie, yet they say the S word.
Oh, for real?
And the a-hole word and stuff. So it's not really for young kids.
Well, the Christmas Story, Ralphie said, fudge. But it wasn't fudge. It was the big one. Yeah, I see what you're saying. That's not cool, man. Nah. You don't want to take your kids to that. And then, you know, the other thing going on behind the scenes is that The Rock pees in water bottles and leaves them all over the place.
Which is just wrong. And also, you're a man. The world is your bathroom. What is wrong with you?
Well, the bottle is there and it's empty. I mean, I'm not saying it's okay. It's disgusting.
No, that's disgusting.
That's what teenage boys do. That's what young boys do. Because you can't possibly walk the 10 paces from your bedroom door to the bathroom when you've got a juice bottle in your bedroom that you could pee in. And I'm going to tell you right now, ask your man.
That's why he's not allowed to have any juice bottles in his room.
ask your man and the kid if they've ever done that. And I promise you they've done that.
Oh, they probably have. But if you're, I mean, I just don't understand why The Rock can't just go find a tree. I mean, I guess maybe he's doing this inside. I don't. But if you have to do this, pick them up and throw them away yourself. No one should have to handle your bottle of pee.
Well, he's got a guy. He's got...
No, that guy is not getting paid enough. I don't care how much he's getting paid.
Pee Bottle Joe makes $1 million a year. All he has to do is pick up those warm bottles and dispose of them.
Does he get the long-handled gripper thingy, though, like where you get stuff off the shelf?
I think the technical name for that is a reacher grabber, isn't it?
Does he have one? Because that's the only way I would walk around all day picking up bottles of pee.
And then Wicked is coming out. Everybody's excited about that, I guess. I don't understand. I don't understand how it works in the story, because in Wizard of Oz, it was all a fever dream when Dorothy got hit in the head and woke up in the bed and it had all been nothing.
Or was it?
So how now? Yeah, is that the deal? Is that what this is? Because now they're going to see the dang wizard and for whatever reason.
Well, this is the prequel to The Wizard of Oz. This is how the witches became the witches, and how
I hear you, but if
one
all
of
that,
them became the good witch and one became the bad witch,
which one of them is a sandwich? But if it's fake, if it was all from a dream, then how's there a prequel? How was there anything before that made up dream?
Because
thing?
She wasn't dreaming, she went off to another land,
huh? Nah,
she got swooped away. Come on, have you not seen the movie? She got picked up by the Twister.
Of course, I've seen
that. She got taken to the land, and then she clicked her heels, and it took her home.
Every year, man. We used to watch that every single year. It used to come on Easter.
They drugged her with the poppies to make her think that it was a dream, but it wasn't.
I knew that damn Auntie M was up to something. I knew she...
See?
There was evil behind that apron.
And you were there, and you were there.
But that's big, and I love Ariana Grande. She's great.
And that Cynthia Erivo, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing her name, but that girl can sing.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be good.
Somebody did a tribute poster based on the Broadway show in which you don't see the Green Witch's face. Her hat comes down and all you kind of see is a smirk. And when they did that, this lady flipped out. She was like, how dare you?
The thing was, is that that's the original poster for the Broadway play. They don't show the face of the Green Witch because it's played by different people.
Right.
It's just a silhouette. Well, in the movie poster for the real movie, you can see Ariana's face and you can see Cynthia's face, and she's looking directly at the camera instead of being shielded by the hat.
Right.
Well, someone took that photo and AI generated it or whatever and changed it to where it looked more like the Broadway. Oh, my God. She lost her mind.
Uh-huh. She said that the eyes are the window to the actor's soul. How dare you take that away from me? Which kind of, honestly, that response kind of put me off because it was a fan art thing. You know, it's like, hey, cool. Thanks for doing that.
And it wasn't and it wasn't like they made it up out of the sky. They were making it more like the Broadway original. I don't know. She really, really got upset about that.
And I don't understand the fascination with the Gladiator thing. The Gladiator movie comes out next week, and people are going nuts over that.
They really are. They're even there's an opportunity for 16 people to go and have a guided tour of the Colosseum in Rome.
I'd love to go to Rome, but if I could skip that tour and just go hit some spots.
No, it's an after dark Gladiator experience, but you can't spend the night because you're not allowed. It's a place of combat, not of rest.
I just want to go to Rome and hang out. Y'all go ahead and check out that combat arena thing. I'm going to be over here having a nice...
You get to put on armor.
Have a maritozzo.
You get to do a battle.
I don't want no battle.
You get to be a gladiator.
I want a sfogliatelle.
Maybe a lion will come out.
No, I don't want any of that. I don't understand the fascination. And, you know, Denzel has said that he's going to retire after he does the next Black Panther movie, basically. So this Gladiator thing is one of his last movies.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a scene, this isn't a spoiler because it was cut from the movie.
Yeah.
There was a scene where he said he had a full-on man-to-man kiss on the mouth, and it was too much. They took it out. People aren't ready for that.
You know, I wonder if it just, maybe it just didn't fit with the story, or, you know, it just wasn't a place for it. But was it just a mwah, or was it a...
Could you repeat that? No, I don't know. He said it was the kiss of death, but it was a straight on the mouth.
I think it's just like a grabbing his face and...
It had to have been more than that. You know, think about...
But see, nobody wants to think of Denzel as kissing a man.
Think about Trey Parker and Matt Stone at the end of Basketball. Did you ever see that?
No.
Okay. Look up the end of Basketball, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, and you'll see... What I think it was.
But if it was a kiss of death, it wasn't a tongue kiss.
Oh, it was full, just like so much, just sloppy. Like he had a rash on his chin when it was done. It was so sloppy.
See, I don't think Denzel was doing that. I just think for whatever reason, it didn't fit with the scene.
You never know. Are you going to get, they say now the TVs are getting bigger than ever and they're getting cheaper. The biggest TV you can get right now is bigger than a king size bed. Where are you going to put that?
The one we have already is too big. It's giant. It's like 75 inches.
That's too much.
It's a lot.
My TV is the size of this computer screen. It's like a 43.
No, that's too small.
So a friend of mine was over the other night, and you know, everybody who comes over to my house has something to say about my tiny TV.
Of course.
Like, you know, oh, that's cute. You know, if you water that, maybe it'll get bigger. But I was saying, this is the only place a TV will fit because I refuse to put it on the mantle. If I was to get a bigger one, it would have to go on the mantle.
Yeah.
And for me, mantles are for clocks and pictures and pine cones. You know, they're not for TVs.
They're for display, not television.
And so dude goes, yeah, you definitely should put it on the mantle. I even had a friend of mine offer to give me a 63-inch.
And you don't have another blank wall in your living room you could put it on?
No. I have artwork and bric-a-brac and sit-abouts and knick-knacks everywhere. I ain't got no room for that.
Plus, when the chuck wagon runs out of your cabinet, it's the same size as the one on the TV. And
oh, like, my oh, God. Yeah. It's going to trample me there in the house. That's such a visual.
I know.
Hey, listen. Oh, one thing about TV. Before we go, we want to play you this real quick. This is two things about this clip that are interesting. Check it out.
I'd like to buy you.
Well, you're going to get three U's.
I'd like to solve the...
All right, that was not Pat Sajak saying you're going to get three U's.
That sounds just like him. It's Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest amazingly has transformed into Pat Sajak.
Who knew? It's something about that soundstage.
It must
just
be.
Become Pat Sajak.
Chuck Woolery did it before that, but it was really Pat's gig. Pat had it for what?
Totally.
40 years, whatever? Okay, so play that again. That's Ryan Seacrest, not Pat.
I'd like to buy you.
Well, you're going to get three U's.
I like to solve the puzzle.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Treat yourself a round of sausage. Oh.
How in the hell did he think? And it had a P in it. It
had a P in there. It had a V in the first word, even though he said treat. treat yourself a round of sausage.
Which sounds good.
Which from now on, if I choose to treat myself,
it's going to be a round of sausage. Yeah. It makes me think of the pinwheels, you know, the big pinwheels, the hot sauce each that you could get at Giacomo's. That's a round of sausage. Maybe that's what this guy was thinking.
Maybe.
But here's what it really was.
I'm sorry, that's not it. Over to Katina.
I'd like to solve.
Okay.
Give yourself a round of applause.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, but where's my sausage?
Applause?
That is classic.
I'm going to give myself applause.
That's going to be one of the all-time
bloopers
from Wheel of Fortune.
Totally.
Hey, so we love you. We appreciate you hanging out with us a little bit. Mm-hmm. You can do it anytime. Join us on the radio. Go to 987simon.com and you can listen there, or go to the app. We got that fancy microphone thing right next to our logo. You push on that, you can talk to us like you're in here.
Mm-hmm.
It really sounds good.
Hello. Does it sound like I'm in here? Hello. Hey Simon. Get up show. I wanted to.
He's snoobing.
I know.
You can do that and check us out on the radio. Him. Click a like and subscribe and tell everybody. Do you have a final thought, Charlie?
Well, I was going to snoob, but now you've taken that away from me. So I don't know. Just go Mike Tyson.
Next. Time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.